Come sit with us at Berean Bible Fellowship. We're about to listen to Pastor Bruce David Bell as the Lord speaks through the truth of His Word. Come sit with us.
The dictionary defines the word praise as an expression of approval or of admiration. To value someone or something so that we choose to exalt that person by our words and in our minds and in our heart and by our lives. And Psalm 113 is a psalm of praise. It is a psalm of pure praise as the psalmist expresses his adoration for the one true God. It is a sacred hymn which magnifies the greatness and the goodness and the glory of the Lord. It is a song that is to be sung or spoken to the Lord as He lifts up our hearts to Him, as He delivers us from the depths of our sin and from our despair. It is a song of gratitude for His mercy towards us in saving our soul from the consequences of our sin, in saving us from an eternity of separation from Him. So, why would we not praise Him? And so in verse 1 of Psalm 113, the psalmist says that it is essential. It is imperative that we wake up and we realign our thinking so that we live in awe of the one who has saved us. It is essential that we love Him with all of our heart as we seek to live in obedience to Him and to His word. And it's also essential that we tell of His glory, that we offer praise to the Lord our God, praise for who He is, praise for what He has done, and praise for all that He has promised to do. If we belong to Him, and we do not praise Him, then I wonder who will praise Him. In Luke 19, we are told that if we are silent, then surely the stones will cry out in praise to Him. So praise Him from the depths of your soul, you servants of the Lord, the psalmist says to those of us who belong to Jesus Christ. For we owe Him our very lives. Offer up the sweet fragrance of praise and magnify the name of the Lord, His character, every aspect of who He is, and even His very name. For blessed beyond measure is the name of the Lord. And though our words certainly fall far short of His glory, still praise Him, we are told in verse 2. Praise Him for His sacrifice for us, for He died to save us, and He's risen from the grave as proof of His salvation. Praise Him from this time forth and forever, now, for all eternity, For he draws us to himself at the cross. Praise him from the rising of the sun in the morning light as the day is dawning until the setting of the sun in the evening as the sun is going down. Every day and every night, our praise should rise up to the throne of God, no matter what is going on in our lives. For the name of the Lord is to be praised, the psalmist tells us in verse 3. For his mercy endures forever. And whether the people of this world know it or not, we are reminded in verse 4 that the Lord is high above all nations. He is the absolute ruler over all of his creation, over all of us. And his glory is above the heavens. He is even above the universe that he has created. For even the heavens cannot contain his glory, it says in 1 Kings chapter 8 and in 2 Chronicles chapter 6. So in verse 5, the psalmist asks us this question. And he says, consider this. Who is like the Lord our God, who is enthroned on high? And the answer to that question is this: no one, nothing can compare to him. He stands alone. He stands above all things, for holy is his name. So we're told in verse 6, he must humble himself, shatha in Hebrew. He must lower himself to behold the things that are in heaven and the things that are on this earth. For it says in Isaiah 57:15 that he is the high and exalted one who lives forever. There's no one like him. Yet, we're told in verse 7, he has regard for the humble position of his bondservants. He cares about us. He blesses those with an attitude of brokenness and of gratefulness before him. He raises the poor in spirit from the dust and from the debris of this earth. He revives us. And he lifts up the needy from the ash heap of this world. Ashpoth in Hebrew. From the filth. From the disgrace. From the vileness of this sinful world. To make us sit with princes. He gives us beauty for ashes, we're told in Isaiah chapter 61. And not one of our cries escapes his ears. He raises us up with princes of his people, for we are precious in his sight. And in his divine mercy, he makes even the barren woman who is without children, who is without hope, who is misunderstood and who is ridiculed by everyone. He makes her abide and dwell in her house as a joyful mother of children. So the Lord ends this psalm of praise where he began it. And he says this: Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. For we were poor. We were without hope. But now in Christ, we are spiritually rich. We were in need. But now in Christ, all things of eternal value have been given to us. We were barren. There was no spiritual fruit in our lives. But now, in Christ, our life has meaning. Now we have peace with God. Now we have rest in Christ Jesus, our Lord. So let us proclaim his greatness and his goodness and his glory, both now and forever. Amen.
You've been listening to Bruce David Bell, pastor of Berean Bible Fellowship. If the Lord has ministered to you through this message and you would like more information, then visit us on the web at bbfva.org.